Beloved radio friends, we welcome you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus as we continue our study of that blessed event, the rapture of the saints. Today we will consider another line of scripture truth, which also takes place at the rapture. Though the scriptures we shall meditate upon do not explicitly mention the rapture, they are indeed in connection with that event. And it is this, the redemption of the body. Our scripture we would take from Romans 8, chapter 8, and verse 23, where the Apostle Paul is written to say, "And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption," that is, the redemption of our body. Now a very careful study of the context of this 8th chapter of the book of Romans will clearly show that there is an allusion to the coming of the Lord as being the final hope of the saints of God. The very pronoun "we" in our verse refers unmistakably to the children of God when Paul says, "We ourselves groan within ourselves." And according to the early teaching of the Roman Epistle, we have learned of our lost estate, and we placed our faith in Christ's redeeming blood. We received our justification from God by faith, and we entered into the blessings of redemption, which His precious blood, the blood of Christ, has brought. Now the Spirit of God is now seen, bringing to us the full knowledge of our redemption, which not only concerns the soul and the spirit, but the final climax, the redemption of our body. This will be fulfilled at the coming of the Lord for His saints. My beloved, let me please state, when you and I were saved, my fellow believer, we were assured we would have a new body. I confess I never knew that. I never realized it the moment and the day that I was saved. And not until I began to read and know and teach and begin to study the Word of God. But oh, thank God, we shall indeed be set free. The spirit and the soul and the body will enter into the glorious liberty of the sons of God that is mentioned in verse 21 of our chapter. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20 and 21, listen to what Paul wrote when he said, "For our conversation," meaning our citizenship, "is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body," or body of humiliation, "that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body." What a wonderful thought that at the rapture every believer will have the redemption of the body, whether they have been sleeping in the grave or whether they will be living when the Lord Jesus comes. May I also refer to the fact that the redemption of the body is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, which we now read. "In Christ ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also upon believing ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the pledge or the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory." Once again, the Spirit of God emphasizes that the consummation of our redemption will be when we have our new bodies and we are brought into the eternal glory at the coming of the Lord, which is the same event as the rapture of the saints. Until then, the Spirit of God abides with and in every believer. Therefore, we can recognize the exhortation of Ephesians 4:30, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." In that outstanding epistle of 1 Thessalonians, where the coming of the Lord is the theme of every chapter, in chapter 5, verses 5 through 10, our ultimate salvation is assured by the return of the Lord. No matter how great the increasing darkness of the world may be, Listen to the words of Paul. But let us, we who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Now, this is a future hope, but let me read on. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake, whether we are living, or whether we sleep in death, we should live together with him. Let me raise the question. What is the hope of salvation in this scripture? What is the salvation that we still expect? We as believers still hope for. We do not hope to be saved. We know that we are saved. But we have a hope. And that hope is, praise God, the redemption of the body. The Holy Spirit in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, describes the coming of one who's called the man of sin. He will rise after the rapture of the saints. And in that scripture it tells us the awful character of those days, what will be the great tribulation. But know what the apostle writes in verse 13 and 14 of this second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, unquote. Now this deliverance from those awful days that are yet to come upon the earth will be consummated by that great event for the saints called the rapture of the saints. We are not to go through the great tribulation. But the consummation of our salvation is the redemption of our bodies. Now let me quote the words of Peter written in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. Where Peter writes to say of the believer, we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Ready to be revealed in the last time. And then Peter in the 13th verse exhorts this. Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, what is the end of the hope of the believer? What is the ultimate salvation? But we shall enter into the joy of our redemptive spirits and souls and bodies at the coming again of the Lord at the rapture. Praise his holy name. Let me read Romans 13 and verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now this scripture, with all others previously named, they express what is involved at the coming of the Lord for his saints. The scriptures that we have touched and quoted, they mention the words redemption, salvation, grace. These words indicate, not on the ground of our merit or rewards or our works, will we receive our ultimate consummation, but on the ground of sovereign grace. The Lord has promised, listen to this carefully, the Lord has promised all who have believed upon him unto eternal life the redemption of their bodies. Then how could anything as a partial resurrection or a partial rapture of saints ever be propagated? For surely the believer, every believer, waits in patient hope for that glorious event when he or she will receive the redemption of the body. Today, and many days past, some of God's children have been seeking in a variety of ways to find healing, repairing, maintenance, and renewing for their present bodies of earth. You will not find in Holy Scripture any assurance while you're here upon the earth you will possess a sinless, a sickless, and a painless, and even a deathless body. But through that blessed hope, the coming of the Lord. You are promised, my fellow believer, a new body. A glorified body. Like unto the body of our glorious risen Lord. My beloved, may I frankly present unto you the surety, the certainty of having a sinless, a sickless, and a painless and a deathless body. One that will be eternally possessing the glorious likeness of the Son of God. And the only surety and certainty about this is Christ Himself. And unless your soul and your spirit is in the blessing of His great salvation, a salvation that He Himself has provided on the cross of Calvary, you will never possess such a hope. For if you are saved, you have this hope. But if you are unsaved, you must find in the Savior your redemption. Listen to the words. In Christ we have redemption. Through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1 and verse 7. We raise the question to our listener. Has Christ redeemed you? If not, this moment He can. If you will turn to Him, confessing your sinful condition, acknowledging His grace and mercy to save you, led Him to the cross to die for your sins, if you turn to Him while you may, and you will be promised, through His unfailing word, a grand and a glorious moment of a change forever, a redeemed body at the coming of the Lord. My beloved, may I say, what a blessed, what a glorious anticipation is mine as a child of God. I am waiting for a changed body. I need it. I want it. I expect it at the coming of the Lord, the rapture of the saints. Oh, my beloved fellow believer, weary and suffering as you might be, tired in heart, the rapture is nearing. When you and I will have a body of eternal glory. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. My radio friend, have you believed on the Lord Jesus? Oh, may I say, you can never evade the death of your body, but you can be assured of a new body when Christ is your Savior. Father, bless, sanctify the truth to every heart, believer and sinner alike, in Jesus' name, amen.